Okay, Cosmos somewhere. What science, the materialist? I don't know. Maybe it can fit into Cosmos. I don't know. We all need a reality check now and then, and that includes our science community. It's all too easy to slip into that comfortable complacency of the comfort zone of not too much change. But ask the question, and I think we all shall. No, we'll skip that maybe. Is modern science stuck? When it comes to the deeper fundamental questions about this world, cosmology. Did modern materialist, physicalist science reach an end station with quantum physics? That simply left them confused, bewildered, but not wanting or daring to admit it, and therefore having been bluffing themselves through the past 100 years. Basically pretending that profound and important answers to profound and important questions are just now coming, quote unquote. Well, it's been just now coming for 100 years now. And just like the high priests of the days of religion, one can cling on to their status quo by dressing up and putting up a good show, an image of know-it-all. But that only goes so far. And I think it has gone that far now, and that is good, because then we may see, all of us, especially the intelligent group of people that scientists really are, that we need to move on now. We need to have the courage and the intelligence and the open-mindedness to step to a new level, up to a new level. And we may have to need also the humility to step down and see that, well, maybe we got some things wrong here and we need to look at it from the other way, other side. Maybe there is a soul after all. And it's not dangerous. Science won't come crashing down. Because we accept consciousness as a fundamental in nature, rather, it starts to fall into place and the gaping holes that have now been conspicuous by their presence, obvious presence for all these years, are naturally filled. And many of us can see that today. This holistic science, alternative science, has been around for decades and has been conducted in spite of all the mudslinging words like pseudoscience and whatever that they have had to endure for all this long time. They have conducted real good science, and you got to admit that and respect and admit and acknowledge good and serious proper science when you see it, and not accuse it of being pseudoscience just because it challenges your status quo. That's about as unethical as it can be among intelligent people, academics and intellectual class, whatever you want to call it. I mean, there has to be among people of knowledge, there has to be that culture also of love of the truth and of righteousness and honesty. Otherwise you're cheaters. So, I mean, it's rather serious, because people of science and of knowledge, and those educating the others, are laying and upholding the foundation for the rest of society, practically designing it. And if they are corrupt or incompetent or cheating, we're just sitting there making money on maintaining their positions. And therefore compromising with the truth and the ethics of open and courageous scientific exploration, then, you know, we will remain stuck, we humans on Earth, in some kind of irrational, hedonist, mechanistic production, consumption, mindless civilization, if we can even use that word, that has just become like a big parasite on this planet. And well, the yoke is on us. And especially, I would say, mind me saying it, to those who are supposed to be the head of society, the brain of society.